from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brandon Gaudin with the goal, and guess what? He's going to join us live coming up, when? 8:40?
That's right, 8:40.
8:40.
We got a former Brave legend. I say legend, but, you know, alumni. I don't know if he's legend, but I remember him. He's a legend to me and you, Rob. We grew up watching him.
He was
him.
A closer, not in the way you think a closer would be. His best pitch was his changeup.
And I think didn't he play with the Yankees for a little bit, too?
He may have. Greg McMichael.
It was funny because I was talking to Dylan yesterday, and I'm not trying to out Dylan. I just this is about him being young. And I was like, he goes, yeah, we got that, the guy with the Braves. I said, that's Greg McMichael. He goes, yeah, him. I said, do you know who he is? And he was like,
Randy McMichael's Irish twin.
Yeah, I think he might have thought that. He goes, no. I was like, you know, he pitched for the Braves like in the 90s when they were, you know, doing their 90s heyday. He's like, really?
We have him on every year leading up to Alumni Weekend.
He's good.
Great. He is great. Very enthusiastic about getting the old guys together. It's a pretty wonderful thing.
Rob, you mentioned his changeup. First picture that comes up when you Google Greg McMichael is he's doing his follow through and he's got that OK sign.
Yeah, he's got the OK. Throws the OK changeup, the circle change.
Nasty stuff.
Kind of tumbles down and away on a right-handed batter. He'll be joining us. But that was the lone offensive highlight last night for the Braves, and we thought we were just cruising along. Max Fried, very good last night. One of his best starts since coming off the disabled list. I'm sorry, the injured list. We can't say disabled list anymore because, you know, that will collapse Western civilization. That was the lone offensive highlight for the Braves last night. But anyway, you know what? Let's hear from Brian Snitker. Brian Snitker had something to say about Max's outing last night. I'm sure Brian Snick probably said, no. He's a big yeah, no guy.
No, I think it was big. It was big, you know. I mean, he had 5 1/3 with more pitches than the 7 that he threw today. It's just the stuff overall was just played up so much better in the last couple outings. That was really encouraging and good to see.
When he struck Schwarber out in the first at bat with that curveball that was inside, and the way that ball broke,
it was nasty.
I was like, all right, he's going to be good tonight.
Hey, Rob, how much – and I'm not trying to pin this on Snicker, but I do always wonder. I was a Cubs fan leading all the way up to their World Series victory in 2016, and they had Joe Maddon as the manager. And I always looked at Joe Maddon, and it's different now, and I'll explain why. I always looked at Joe Maddon as an American League manager. Right, he was going to let you go out there. There was no, you know, there was a DH in the American League,
right?
And he was just he was with the Rays for so long, he was going to allow and go the power bats were going to do what power bats do, and they were going to hit bombs. And that's what the Cubs World Series team was, power bats, right? Anthony Rizzo, Schwarber was one of them. Chris Bryant in his heyday, Addison Russell, Javi Baez. But I knew it would come tumbling down at some point because he was an American League manager, right? And he never found the ability in the subsequent years to manufacture runs in a National League lineup. And now you have DH on both sides.
Well, your analytics got rid of that, though.
Well, and that's my question is, you have DH on both sides of the league now, and I don't know how much manufacturing is as big as it used to be when the pitcher would come up with the nine slot and you'd bunt the guy over and then you'd try to get him in from second base. I mean, it was a massive part of National League Baseball, all the way going to about 4 years ago. And now I'm like, I don't know how much of the blame lies on a guy like Snit in these situations when you don't manufacture, quote unquote.
Well, they don't work on it. I mean, Marcelo Zuna's not working on bunts.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Well, I mean, not bunt. Sack flies, hitting the ball the other direction. You run around second, you try to hit the ball the right side of the infield.
Well, the Phillies manufactured their
exactly.
You get the double, sack fly to third, sack fly to score.
But I thought the Braves did a good job of that two nights ago.
I agree.
But the problem is the launch angle stuff has changed so much.
Exit velocity.
These guys are they're not. They're not trying to put the ball in play like they used to, it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, it's just not how they're built.
I'll say this, too. Marcelo Zuna is one guy that I don't think has paid attention to launch angle. He chops down like he's chopping down a tree. He is down on the ball the way Chipper always talks about with the backspin and riding it out. A lot of these guys flatten their swing through the zone now. And Bryce Harper's a prime example.
It's a different approach. I also think it depends on the tendencies of the hitter and what his innate abilities are.
Sure.
I think it's about your hands. I think Marcel has quick, powerful hands, and I think that changes everything because it's weird. Rob, you and I were talking about golf swings this morning.
Yep.
If you want a guy that has quick hands can have a completely different swing from a guy who doesn't and make it work because it's your hands. They're so fast and quick and powerful that they can do things that other people can't have. I think that's what Marcel is, personally.
Well, game three tonight, Spencer Schwellenbach, who's becoming my favorite Brave, by the way. I've liked him from the start. Something I just knew about him, and he gets a start tonight.
His name, Schwellenbach.
Schwellenbach. You like the way he looks on that mound with his the demeanor.
The Tom Glavine stoicism, my friend. And he doesn't walk anybody. He has 5-6 pitches. He doesn't walk anybody.
That's
commitment. That's something that's it just comes naturally. Good command comes naturally.
I'm so with you on Schwellenbach, and it was I remember his first start. I was actually at MGA, and I was with my partner. He goes, he's a big Braves fan. He goes, what do you think you're going to get from him? I said, I don't know. I said we don't know really anything about this guy. He's barely pitched in any professional baseball. I have no clue. And I was okay with him, but that third start for me where they gave him no run support, that was where Olson throws home, and it was a bad play by Olson. He pressed, and I go, this guy's good, and he's just not getting any help.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.